to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Don. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
What you got for me?
Jonas, I'm going to let you know right now is that it's actually over for J. Cole.
J. Cole?
It's over.
Okay.
It's over for J. Cole. Now, Jonas, I don't know if you're familiar with the newest rap beef that is happening in the community right now, Jonas.
Is it Drake and his lyricist?
It is honestly one of the largest, and you're right, Drake is involved, though. It's one of the largest potential rap beefs that could happen in the near future, and we could see some real lyrical sparring occur out here in the community, Jonas.
Are they going to fight in the UFC?
So, no, I don't think they're going to fight in the UFC. I know you're just saying shit. All right, so
you just ignore it.
Yeah, I do. At this point, so Future and Metro Boomin. Jonas, are you familiar with these two individuals? You know who Future is.
Future. People like to rag on him, I hear.
Okay. I wouldn't say that's what he's most known for. And I would say he's most known for his baby.
Ric Flair song.
He did. Yeah. He did do that. So Metro Boomin is a producer. Him and Drake have not seen eye to eye for years.
What's that?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's been a bunch of...
He had sex with this girl, didn't he?
I mean, you never know. You never know. It's funny that you should bring that up because that does come into play here.
Okay.
So let me kind of get through it a little bit. So Future and Metro Boomin have never really seen eye to eye, right?
Okay.
Metro Boomin and Drake. I'm sorry. I apologize. Metro Boomin and Drake have never really seen eye to eye. They've kind of been on the outs for a long time. Future and Drake... when Future first came out, he had a song called Tony Montana, Tony Montana. You remember that song?
I don't, but it sounds bad.
I got the Tony Drake was on the song. Actually, I would say it was integral to Future's claim to fame to today. But he did not do, I don't know, he didn't do the music video for it. Future might have seen that as a slight. This was years ago.
Okay.
Currently, Future and Metro Boomin are doing a collaborative album.
Okay.
Drake has never done a collaborative album with anybody except for he did one with 21 Savage, and I think he did one with Young Thug.
Where they do like a whole album?
Yeah, where they do like a whole album together.
Okay.
But on this collaborative album,
that's a bad choice, the second one.
On this collaborative album, they had, Metro Boomin is a producer, so he just makes beats, essentially.
Okay.
But on this album, they had... Kendrick Lamar, I couldn't even tell you. They had Kendrick Lamar on the album, and he made some statements that seemed like he was sending shots at Drake.
Kendrick did?
Kendrick Lamar was sending shots at Drake.
Okay.
On a Metro Boomin Future album. All right.
Okay, what did he say? Something about lyrics?
He said, you know, something about like it's the big three. No, it's just big me. Now, where that whole big three statement comes in is because J. Cole has said on a prior album about who the big three were. And who would the big three be? Drake, Kendrick, and Cole, right?
That's the big three.
That's the big three.
Okay, they got some humor.
When it comes to rap, I would say I would think that those would be the top three guys who, like, lyrically... who you don't want to rap with.
Well,
you know?
Two of them.
You, who else? Who don't you feel belongs
in that? Well, one of them doesn't write his own lyrics, so how can he be up there?
Fair enough.
Anyways.
Fair enough. So, with that being said, he released... It was only one verse where he kind of got at it, and there was a lot of subliminals in this verse. Like he said, there's a lot of goofies with a check. Now... when he says there's a lot of goofies with a check, that means like Drake came out with an album that was for all the dogs. Goofy was a type of dog.
Okay.
Drake has a collaboration with Nike. What do Nikes do? They have checks. Or it could be he has a blue check on Twitter because he's an official account. So a lot of goofies with a check. It's a lot. There's a lot of subliminals in a Kendrick verse.
Okay,
you have to really get deep.
I mean, that's how he does it anyway.
Exactly. So with that being said, Drake has not responded. He is currently on tour, but so is J. Cole. J. Cole releases a diss track back to Kendrick. It is not necessarily a diss track. He's just kind of like, you know, lyrical jabs at him. But in this track,
aren't J. Cole and Drake touring together?
Exactly. So he's in the Drake camp. You got to look at it. It's Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin, and Future versus Drake, 21 Savage, and J. Cole.
Oh, they have a six-man tag.
I don't know if that's... happen, man. But that is what is happening. I don't think that will ever happen. But with that being said, we got to get into J. Cole because he's done. He's done. He did the one thing that a rapper can never do, Jonas. He released the diss track. He said that Kendrick, he said that he said that the Pimp a Butterfly put us to sleep in his rap, essentially.
Wait, did he say that or did he code word
he
it?
He did. He said something about your number one contribution put us to sleep or something, and that would be the Pimp a Butterfly, which is Kendrick's premier album. So with that being said, he said that, released the album. It was okay. It was called Might Delete Later. You might want to give it a listen to. New J. Cole material for you. I don't know how you feel about Cole.
I mean, he's all right.
I'm not listening to him anymore. I'm done. I'm done with J. Cole.
Oh, because you're a Kendrick guy?
He gets up at Dreamville Fest, Jonas. He gets up on stage, and this motherfudger has the audacity to apologize. Jonas, I'm going to play a little bit of that apology.
Okay, hold on. All right, okay.
So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life.
The lamest shit you ever did was apologize.
And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like,
do not do it.
I don't do that, but I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, 3 weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was
3 minutes and 20 seconds.
So all of this time of me moving on my own accord.
I'm not listening to any more of this. I'm not listening to any more of this because it's the saddest thing to happen in rap forever.
What did he say? I'm sorry.
He apologized. He said, I'm sorry. He said I couldn't sleep at night with the way that I critiqued Kendrick Lamar's album. Now, I want to say is that these two are friends off camera. All right, like when the cameras aren't rolling and everybody's not writing in the tabloids about them, they're friends. I feel like a lot of these guys, you know, they have a camaraderie.
Well, they do that to spark controversy to sell albums.
Exactly. But you are a professional rapper. The last thing you do is throw your hat into a rap battle and then bow out. That is the softest, most light-skinned ass shit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, Jonas, I'm there right now with it. That is, like, seriously, there is no worse infraction in the rap game than issuing a diss track or an attempted diss track.
And then saying you're sorry?
And then apologizing for it later, saying you can't sleep at night. You can't sleep at... Now, this is the thing. This isn't a rap. This isn't Biggie and Pac, all right? None of these guys are shooting. None of these guys are gang affiliated. None of these guys are going to risk their lives to go to jail. This is a friendly fight.
It's a battle of words only.
This is WWE. This is WWE.
Okay.
All right, you said my album was boring. So what? What you apologizing for? What are you apologizing when you boil it down, Jonas, this is high school, all right? It's people sitting around a table saying, oh, you broke. Your dad worked for this company.
Your mom's an astronaut.
Yeah, exactly. It's just dozens. It's just, you just ragging on people. It doesn't matter if it's true.
Right. You're just saying some stuff to...
Is his album boring? No. But when you're at Dreamville Fest, you're on stage in front of all of your fans, and they're expecting, and you just released a diss track, and then you want to say, apologize? It is over.
Is he over
for J. Cole. He's done. In my eyes, at least.
Well, is he going country now? He's just going to change his...
That's funny, because you're making a Beyonce reference. I like that. it's over. The man can't sleep at night. Well, look, I can't be awake.
You can't sleep either.
I can't sleep listening to J. Cole music anymore. And it's very funny, man, because I know you love J. Cole.
I don't love him that much.
You're a J. Cole fan,
though. I'm not.
As much of a Drake fan as J. Cole fan, bro. Yeah, wait, Jonas, stop. Stop playing.
I'm not even joking.
Stop. I've heard you listening to J. Cole.
I definitely listened to him. Doesn't mean I'm a fan.
I assume that you were a J. Cole fan.
I mean, it's fine.
Because I've heard you listen to J. Cole on multiple occasions. unprompted.
I got some songs on a playlist.
And whereas I don't know if I've listened to J. Cole since like 2015. And that's fine. New album, My Delete Later, is out now, but it is over for J. Cole. I can't listen to this guy. He can never, never throw his hat in the ring of a rap beef ever again. He's been sitting around his entire career saying, I'm waiting for the next person to attack me so I can show him what it's about. He does it, it don't hit, and then he quits. He takes his ball and go home. It is a sad tale. Suicide.
He's been taking the easy route forever.
What's that?
Said he's been taking the easy route forever.
I mean, but he's been claiming like he wants to smoke. He's been up here talking like he's a chimney, and the motherfucker turns out to be a gas grill.
You ain't wrong.
It's over. It's done. We out of here.
All right. Well, I yeah. That's all time we have for this episode. Go to thecrazytown.com and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
Oh, yeah.